News in brief at Press TV. In the United States, 62 organizations have urged the Senate to oppose new sanction legislation against Iran. They warned that new sanctions would endanger the possibility of a diplomatic resolution to the nuclear standoff with Iran. The move comes as some U.S. lawmakers are pushing for more anti-Iran sanctions. Israeli army has demolished dozens of Palestinian homes in the Jordan Valley, leaving villagers without shelter during the winter cold. Human rights groups have expressed alarm over the rise in the demolition of Palestinian homes across the occupied territories. A senior Iranian foreign ministry official has reiterated Tehran's stance that the Syrian crisis can only be resolved through diplomacy. Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian made the remarks during a meeting with UN Secretary General in Kuwait. He also warned against the spread of extremism and terrorism in the region. Meanwhile, more gun violence in the United States. Several people have been shot in South Los Angeles, but there's no information yet on the motive behind the shooting or the condition of the victims. Israel's Minister of Military Affairs has apologized for his comments about the U.S. Secretary of State. Moshe Ya'alon had disrespectfully criticized John Kerry's efforts to broker a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. Afterwards, Washington reacted angrily. Tens of thousands of anti-government protesters have once again taken to the streets of Bangkok and Thailand, while the action is part of a campaign to force the government to shut down. They say the fugitive brother of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra is wielding significant influence from behind the scenes. Firefighters are battling forest fires raging outside of Chile's capital, Santiago. The blazes have put residents on high alert and forced scores of families to evacuate. Authorities say most of the fires will be completely under control in the next 2 days. The United Nations World Food Program has launched a new emergency operation to expand its assistance to hundreds of thousands of people affected by the crisis in South Sudan. Rival factions of South Sudan's military have been fighting since mid-December.